The West Michigan Herald, 1902. January 28, 1902. Why Object Lessons Should Be Sold. Ellen G. White. I have been shown that many of those who claim to be children of God have become rusty through inaction, and the Lord, in His providence, has given them something to do, and in thus doing, has opened the way for them to become acquainted with the truth. The work being done with object lessons is a good beginning. This is a work that is to be a blessing to all who engage in it. The more you do in this work, the less weary and the less perplexed you will be. As you go forth to sell the book that the Lord has said should be sold, you will realize that to you is spoken the benediction. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you. The Lord comes very near to the workers, and the angels go before them. The work of selling the book is to accomplish double and triple good in different lines. Many more will buy the book when they are told the object for which it is being sold than if it were sold for the ordinary purpose. The work is done with such earnestness that it appeals to their hearts. It is a lesson to them, and although many are not of our faith, they appreciate the effort that is being made. They are impressed with the earnestness of the workers. They realize that what they are doing is commanded by the Lord, who blesses every good work. Light shines into their hearts. To many, the conviction of the Spirit of God will come through the seed sown by this unselfish work done for the Master. The saving of many souls will be the result of the work done in canvassing for Christ's object lessons. Those who purchase the book feel that they are doing something to advance a good cause. Under the divine guidance, go forward with your work, and, as you go, trust in the Lord for aid. Remember that when with thankful heart you do the best you can, you are allied with the angels of God. They go before you. There is sympathy and union between divine and human agencies. Mrs. E. G. White.